the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back as we jump into Eagle Bowl Eagle conversation. The Eagles 41-20 winners over Middle Tennessee Christian School last night. And Steve Carson joins us here this morning. And young son's already sugared up this morning. He's ready to go for the game tonight.
Well, just in time for me to drop him off to mom.
Oh, is that right? He's all decked out in the orange today.
Well, he's a classy young man. So, I mean, you know.
It's favorite color.
Favorite color.
Yeah. Mississippi State, Tennessee tonight. Coach, big win last night for your Eagles, and that win goes a long way for your team. That gets you to four wins on the year, and, you know, I know you're thinking more. Obviously, you got two more games, but probably gives your team a shot at the playoffs here, a pretty good shot at the playoffs, and I know that's one goal, and now you can start tackling away at some others.
Well, you know, it's – I don't know if it gets us in or not. We certainly want to try to win next week. I think next week would solidify us in the playoffs. You know, it was a game that we had to have, you know, against a team that we hadn't always played well against. And it was nice to go over there and you know, and play well early and get the win for sure.
You have gone to places like, you know, Westmoreland and over the years, McEwen and Moore County and all these different places, Collinwood, Huntland. It's kind of nice to go just across the county, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, for every you know, we're fortunate. We're not as fortunate as some of the schools up here in 7A with everybody in the your district games in the county. But, you know, we've got a few close games or close schools to go to. But we've had our share of you know, having to leave at 10 in the morning to get to a game. And so it is nice to be able to travel across town and win and then be home. You know, so it was that was nice,
and it brings out good crowds on both sides too.
Yeah, we are. You know, our fans are going to travel anywhere. You know, when we went to Copper Basin last year, that's almost in Murphy, North Carolina, and we took, you know, a Greyhound. You know, our parents chartered a bus, and it was full, and so that, you know, they're going to go anywhere we go, and last night was certainly no exception.
Quick start in last night's game. I think opening kickoff, you wind up scoring on the opening drive at least.
Right.
And that kind of set the tone for the rest of the first half.
Yeah, we were able to get a big three and out. They had the ball first, and then Andrew gave us a really nice return, almost broke it, and then a couple plays later we scored. So it was it's always nice to get that first score on the board early like that, and it takes a little pressure off people, and you just kind of start playing.
Kind of like to set the tone early in a game, and that if you can dictate the pace of the game, you can dictate the game. That really makes it a challenge on the opponent.
Oh, most certainly, you know, definitely. It's a you know, any time that you that you're able to go out and quote unquote do what you worked on all week and your game plan just kind of follows the script, that's just easier on everybody.
Middle Tennessee Christian School is getting better week after week. Of course, they got a lot of young kids, but that's one of those scary games, being in the county and all that kind of thing. And you have had some battles with them over the years. You kind of talked about that the last time we were on, that it's one of those games you got to be careful of, and it seems like you all took care of business.
Well, you know, they are they had moved the football on everybody that we had film on them on. And I really felt like they were not your typical, you know, 0-7 team coming in last night. And I was worried, you know, about them. And I was worried about, you know, our kids read the paper. Our kids know what records are and that sort of thing. And so I was worried about them being in the game mentally. And just thank goodness they were. And it was just nice to, you know, we've – my first 3 years at Eagleville, we lost to them 3 years in a row. Three really good football games. And so I brought that up to our kids that, you know, they had a losing record. Anybody that had been on the team more than 1 year had a losing record against them. Our school's record going into last night was 2-3 against them. So we, you know, we had every reason in the world to go out and play hard and play well and throw the records out the door.
Steve Carson joining us here this morning. Got to mention a few of your kids. You've already mentioned Andrew Jernigan. Special teams is one of those things that sometimes I think in football is overlooked until there's a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very important, and he kind of showed that last night on that first series.
Well, it was a first series of the second half, we returned the kickoff. Or opening kickoff of the second half, we returned it. Andrew returned that one for a touchdown. He returned the punt down inside the 30, or inside the 20 maybe, which was a nice return. You know, I don't know what the exact stat is, but you know, it's something like 92% or something that, you know, if a team blocks a punt, you know, like 92% of the time, that team wins. You know, if a team, you know, scores a touchdown on a punt return or a kickoff return, it's like, I don't know, 75 or some odd percent. So it's a big part of the game, and we spend a lot of time on all that. And thank goodness it's been better to us this year than being worse for us.
Well, a lot of times it's taken for granted until there's a missed extra point or a missed field goal or
a block punt or something.
Or you fumble the returner fumbles the ball,
right,
or something like that. A lot of times it's kind of just taken for granted. A lot of times you watch an NFL game and you don't even see the extra point until it's, you know, already
right
over and they're in commercial break.
Right.
But it kind of changes the pace of the game, and so you were on the plus side of that last night. I want to talk about Dakota Duran as well. I think he had one huge run in the game.
Yeah, Dakota, boy, he is just – this is his first year playing tailback, and he's just done a phenomenal job. Then he stepped in and has been our starter since Chris was banged up. And, you know, last night, I haven't looked at our stats yet. I haven't seen him. But I think he was – he probably carried the ball maybe six times for about 140, 150 yards, three touchdowns. Had a big night.
One was over 80 yards.
One was 83 yards. They got off a nice punt and got it down to about the 15, 17 right in there somewhere. And, you know, just ran a simple outside zone play. He saw the cut up inside, took it, and, you know, went to the house with it. And so he's just done a great job for us. He does a great job for us on both sides of the ball. And last night he had, Daryl Smith, our center, and Jason Griffin, and all of our linemen just did a super job opening up holes for him. And Dallas Anderson, I'm trying to think, remember all our linemen, Alex Ware, James Merritt, all those guys did a great job. Ryan Holt, the tight end, and John Sid, the tight end, they did a super job. I mean, I'm not a 4-4 like I used to be, but I think I could have run through some of those holes.
Well, that's when you can put all of those things together, Coach, it's good. Coming off of a break as well, Middle Tennessee Christian School played, but you had your off week there. Chance to get a little healthy and everything, a lot healthier.
Oh, yeah, we were able to get, you know, four starters back.
Yeah.
You know, starting fullback, starting my linebacker, starting tailback, starting free safety or strong safety. Even though they didn't have to play very much last night, we would like to for them to have played more than what they did to get them back in the flow of the game. And but you know, we certainly weren't going to risk them maybe getting re-injured again in a game like it was last night. If it was a closer game, they certainly would have played a lot more.
Well, the next 2 weeks you've got, and I know you're not looking ahead to the last week when you go to Cascade. Right now the attention is on Huntland and a game at home, your last home game of the regular season. Like we said earlier, the four wins probably does you a lot of good here for playoffs, but five wins would be nice and six wins would be even nicer. And so that's the goals that you can tackle next.
For us to win two games in a row now, and for, you know, we lost some really tough games you know, our first five games of the year. And the way we lost them was tough. You know, our kids played their hearts out, and it just came out on the short end. And it had been real easy for our team to spit the bit out then. And they chose not to do that. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we can have a great week of preparation this week and get a win over Huntland, and going to Cascade and play well there, and hopefully get a win there too, and finish this thing on a four-game win streak. And that would just be an incredible job done by our kids.
Well, last week did a lot. Not only gives you some rest, but get some kids back. You get four starters back as the weeks go along. Maybe this is the script for a nice little run here into the postseason.
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I think that, you know, I told our kids when Colin would beat us on the last play of the game by one, that something good was going to come from all this. I don't know when it was going to be. I don't know if it was going to be this year, if it was going to be next year. I didn't know, but something good was going to come from it. And we may not beat Holland. I don't know. But our kids are, you know, last week was as good a week of practice as we've had. I expect this week to be no different. So, I don't know. We'll just see.
Well, Coach, good luck. I know you have a huge crowd.
Yeah, we always do. We always do.
Senior night or anything like that going
senior
on?
Senior night will be this Friday night, and going to you know, say goodbye to 10 seniors that right now I think are either tied for or one game above being the winningest class to go through Eagleville football. I think their last year's class was the winningest class for their four-year career. And this year, I think last night maybe put them one over that, and they got a chance to get, you know, three over that and finish up their legacy being going to playoffs all 4 years. And then, you know, that to a lot of schools, especially in this county, that doesn't – you're just kind of expected to do that. And I hope that we get to that. But you got to understand, when I got to Eagleville, when our coaches got to Eagleville, they'd been to playoffs one time. And for us to hopefully make it 4 years in a row and just kind of that be the norm now instead of, you know, everybody. I mean, we'll get excited if we get in, don't get me wrong. But the first year, you know, in 09, we made it second time in school history, the first time we've been there. It was, you know, it was unbelievable. People just couldn't believe we were in the state playoffs. And now we've gotten to where hopefully this will be the fourth year in a row, and it's just kind of going to be expected. But that's a big accomplishment for our senior class to say, hey, we've gone 4 years in a row. We won some playoff games, made it to the quarterfinals 1 year. You know, I think we're taking steps in the right direction.
Playing sometime around, you know, after they have all the big Christmas holiday sales, that's a good time to be playing.
Yeah, you know, I would like to I would like to be able to do that. I'd like for our kids to experience that.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling.
Yes, it is.
Coach, appreciate it, and let's take the stinger out of those Hornets.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. That's Steve Carson joining us here this morning. We're going to continue the conversation with Stanton Stevens. He's coming up next with John Dinkins, and then Cougar Corner. Straight ahead, we're going to have that between now and 11:30. Hang in there with us.